I'm sure you've heard a lot about great rivalries over the course of time. You had some with the Ravens.
Yeah.
What are you hearing about the Giants and Eagles? What do you expect this kind of game to be?
You know what, man? I expect it to be a battle. I expect it to be a battle like I've known it to be. You know, I grew up in Philadelphia, so I'm very aware, you know, and I do have a firm experience on rivalries, you know. So I know it's going to be a battle. I know what both teams stand for, and I know what they represent and what this game means, you know, and I've never ran from a fight in my life, you know, so I got my knuckles balled up. I'm ready.
When you were with the Ravens, did you ever play in Philly?
Did I ever play in Philly when I was in the Ravens? Yes, yes. I mean, as recent as when we had the replacement referees, that was the last game I played in Philadelphia.
I mean, because Philly fans are kind of interesting, and I'm just wondering if you have any fond memories of.
I don't think I got any fond memories of Philly fans, you know, personally. You know, I love Philly. I love the fans. I love everything about it, you know, and that's something that, you know, I receive the respect that, you know, I receive. I'm a Philly guy, you know. I'm through and through. I'm that. I represent that first beyond anything. It's my blood, you know. But fans are fans, man, and it's beautiful, you know. So you got to enjoy and have fun with the game. You know, I'm one of those guys. You know, I seen Terrell Suggs throughout his whole career draw off of being in the opposition's, you know, the opponent's den. You know, like, I'm one of those guys. I enjoy it. I enjoy the heckling. I enjoy the booze. Like, all of that, it excites me. Like, none of that makes me back up at any point. And that's what this team stands for. So it is. It'd be great. Smiley.
Even if anybody knows what to expect of you.
Huh? Through and through, if anybody knows. But these guys have been through it multiple times, so they know, you know. But I'm a Philly guy. Like, I know exactly what they expect. Like, I know somebody going to crack a joke at my mom. Something.
Will she laugh?
She would laugh.
What do you tell the young guys that haven't been there? How do you get them ready to play it?
You know, you tell guys when it comes to NFL rivalries, you know, it's different than college because it's so, you know, people lose their control. They lose their emotion. They let something take them over the top. In the NFL, you always have to be in control. You always have to know that your one mishap can cause a game, you know, because these games are tight. They're always tight. They always come down to the last play. They always come down to the last quarter of something, you know. So it's always being in control, you know, control chaos, you know. And that's what this game should be, and that's what it's going to be. And that's what you tell young guys. Always focus on not damaging your team at any point with your own individual emotions. Man, you got to – I don't believe any of that, you know. I know Shady, man. He's a special football player. I mean, he's special, you know. And any second that you don't pay attention to, you know, his dangerousness, you know, for lack of even better words, you know, he hits you. He busts one out the gate. You know, he makes an amazing play. You know, so always being aware of him. I mean, how do you pay attention? How do you stop him? You always be aware of him. You always know where he's at. You always know where Sproles is at. You always know where these weapons that they have is at, you know, because the moment you look to the left and there to the right, you just got left, you know, and that's his big play, you know. So that's the game, and, you know, I just paid him a lot of compliments. I hope he never hears this.
We won't tell him.
His head's going to be even bigger, you know.
I mean, you guys have given up a lot of big plays. 40-plus yard plays. Especially against an offense like this that has players like McCoy and Sproles. How important is it to clamp down?
I love your questions all the time. You know, it is important to clamp down on anybody, you know, regardless of, you know, the magnitude of what people believe an offense is, you know. But we have made those mistakes, you know, and we have learned off of them, you know, in time. You know, the week one isn't the same as the week that we just seen. You know, there's improvement, and there's always going to be room for an improvement. And that's what we have to do. Like I said in the beginning, we had to focus on the fundamentals and trust the people next to you, the people in front of you and the people behind you, that everybody's going to do their job. And with that trust, you continue to limit big plays. You know, you don't stop all of them because, I mean, it's the NFL. These people get paid a lot of money. They're the best at what they do, you know. So they're allowed to hit something too. But our goal is to limit that. And with an offense like this, you limit as much as you can. And when it comes down to the wire, hopefully you have the lower number on big numbers compared to their defense.